So we're reading in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We're continuing in item 50. You can ask questions in our website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So item 50, the title is the Rosh Toch Sof in each Patsuf, and the order of the clothing of the Patsufim in one another. 50. You already know the difference between the two Malchuts in each Patsuf, the mating Malchut and the ending Malchut. From the screen in the mating Malchut, 10 Sfirot of reflected light emerge from her and above, clothing the 10 Sfirot of upper light, called 10 Sfirot of Rosh, meaning only roots. From there down, the 10 Sfirot of Guf, of the Patsuf, expand in the form of clothing of the lights in complete vessels. These 10 Sfirot of Guf divide into two discernments of 10 Sfirot. 10 Sfirot of Toch, insides, and the 10 Sfirot of Sof, the end or conclusion. The position of the 10 Sfirot of Toch is from the Pe to the Tabur, navel, the place of the clothing of the lights in the vessels. The 10 Sfirot of the end of the Partsuf are positioned from the Tabur down to the Sium Ragling, the end of the legs or the feet. This means that Malchut ends each Sfira until it reaches its own quality, which is unfit to receive any light. Hence, the Partsuf ends there. This cessation is called the end of its Baot Raglin, the toes of the Partsuf. And from there down is an empty space, a void, without light.
Okay, that's clear to us already, I think. We've been studying this for a while already. So we have the entrance of the lights to the Patsuf, where the Patsuf calculates at the place of the Peh. The place of the Peh, it calculates. And afterwards, there's an entrance to the inner part where the light enters the guf, the desire, until the tabu. And then we have the sof, the vacant place, empty place. The sof of the patsuf. This is the toch.
Toch v'ze rosh.
Toch and rosh.
V'ze siyum. Siyum.
And this is the siyum.
Ken?
The ending.
Yofi. Ma roze Kiev?
What does Kiev want?
Gam aze shila?
What are these two kinds of malchuts in the Partsuf? Is it Rosh and Toch?
The malchut.
This whole thing is the malchut. Only we have malchut of Rosh, malchut of Toch, and malchut of Sof. But everything is malchut. It's all desire.
Так, а мы же говорим о том, что мы работаем всегда в сокращенной малхут.
We're talking about always working in restricted malchut. The patsuf is a restricted malchut.
Correct. So malchut that restricted itself even before. This was Ein Sof. Then there was the first restriction, right?
Tzimtzum.
Tzimtzum, restriction.
Tzimtzum Aleph.
The first restriction, then afterwards we have this action that the patsuf comes out, the first portion that we get in order to bestow.
No.
Well, that's it. Okay. So let's keep going.
We'll continue. Know that these two kinds of ten sefirot extend from the root ten sefirot called Rosh, since both are included in the mating Malchut. This is so because there is the clothing power there, the reflected light that rises and clothes the upper light. There's also the screen's detaining force over Malchut, so it would not receive the light, by which the Zivug de'aka'ah that raises reflected light was done. At the Rosh, these two forces are only roots. Yet, when they expand from above downward, the first force, which is a clothing force, is executed in the ten sefirot of Toch, from the Peh down to the Tabor. And the second force, which detains Malchut from receiving light, is executed in the ten sefirot of Sof and Siyum, ending from Tabor down to the end of the Etzbaot Raglim, the toes. These two kinds of ten sefirot are always called Chagat Nehim. All ten sefirot of Toch, from Pe till Tabor, are called Chagat, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. And all ten sefirot of Sof, from Tabor down, are called Nehim, Netzachot Yesod Malchut.
Here he gives us all kinds of information that confuses us. He says this, in the Rosh we have 10 sefirot, 10 spheres. In the Toch we have 10 spheres, and in the Sof we have 10. But when we're speaking about a partzuf, the entire partzuf, so we divide the Rosh Toch Sof into three parts. These three parts, we say that we have in the Rosh, we have three parts in the Toch and four parts in the Sof. Chabad, Chagat, and Nehim. Or we can also say three parts of the Sof too, because the Tiferet is also divided. Well, let's say four, so it'll be 10 altogether. This is how he divides it. You can divide the Patsuf into all kinds of other divisions. Usually we still relate to a Patsuf as 10, 10, and 10, because every 10 in the Rosh, Toch, and Sof, they work each one in their own manner, their own style, each and every part. But when we speak about the entire Partzuf, we say that it's one Partzuf of 10 Sefirot, and not that these parts are separate of the Rosh, Toch, Sof, and more, there's a lot of things here, a lot of changes. That's it. Now, what do PT 13
want? What does it mean that the zivug, the coupling, is in the Rosh?
The Rosh is called ten sefirot desires that they all need to calculate what they do with the light, with the Creator, in what contact they can be with him. And in this way they come out.
Why is the zivug in the Rosh?
Because that's where the partzuf starts from. By rejecting the light, it feels that the light comes to him. And then he rejects it all back and then calculates how much can he receive it in order to bestow. That's it. And to the extent that he can't receive it in order to bestow, so in the Sof,
Tel Aviv 3.
It's in the Sof. Tel Aviv 3.
Just to understand a bit more, he's talking about that same desire for a steak, suppose. There's a division for 10 sefirot in the Rosh, Toch, and Sof over the same desire?
Correct. But just know that not that it's like an iron law. Everything you can take from creation, you can separate it from creation and say, here are 10
sefirot.
In anything you can point at and say that it exists, you're already saying that it's 10 sefirot. All the sefirot are there, and all the connection between them, and so on.
What does the 10 sefirot of Sof express over the desire to bestow through a certain desire? What is that?
Because they can't receive. You have each and every desire. You have, all in all, you have 10 desires.
But I bestowed the Creator.
When you, in each and every desire, you calculate. The calculation is in the Rosh. The Rosh. Here's a calculation. As much as you can and as much as you can't. As much as you can, you receive it in the Toch. And as much as you can receive, it remains in the Sof. So you have, from all 10 desires, you have parts that are in the Rosh, which is all 10 desires, in the force that only calculate, but afterwards, from the Rosh, they are divided into parts it can receive, which is the Toch, and parts that cannot receive, which is the Sof. What isn't clear?
That the vessel bestows to the Creator, suppose, making the calculation over a steak, for instance. Is there a part that can't bestow?
Of course there's a part that can never bestow. Togmal Tikkun, you have such parts. They say that what they can bestow is a very thin line. The Creator wants to bestow something whole. Something whole. And we can only receive from him a thin line. Only this. That's all we can receive. Until Gmar Tikkun. And in Gmar Tikkun, we'll get it all.
Hebrew Eser.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. So this thin line is basically the 10 sefirot we receive or 9 sefirot we receive?
That we'll see afterwards. It depends on how we speak about it. That receiving in order to bestow means that we're receiving above Malchut. That's why it's supposedly called 9 sefirot, and Malchut remains empty. We've already read this, but I think still we'll talk about it a lot. Kiev 1.
Kiev.
Вот в Рош, вот этот расчет, как он производится? То есть я помещаю на
слайд. Calculation in the Rosh. How does that happen? As if I place my pleasure in the Creator. How does this calculation happen with respect to the adhesion to the Creator?
Just like the guest and the host, what is there to speak about so much here? I'm with my desire. All my desires are are such. These are all my desires. Desires. And here I discover the Creator's attitude towards me. And then I calculate with my will to receive towards him, and as much as from the relationships between us, I can truly go against my desire and bestow to him. I calculate, and according to that, I can receive.
Влад.
Влад.
А как я делаю расчет, не входя в желание? То есть
How do I make a calculation without going into the desire?
How can it be that I don't enter the desires? Of course I enter all the desires, all of my desires that I need, they are all standing at the pe. At the pe.
Так они как-то в потенциале находятся, но как бы не я их не задействую.
They're all potentially there, but I'm not activating them. Along with that, I can think.
Yes, of course, I see what's before me. Let's say I'm sitting next to a table, and I have all the portions in front of me. And I start calculating, can I eat this or not, if it's in order to bestow to the host. According to my desire, I'm willing to receive everything. If I want to calculate to the host, then I don't know what to do exactly anymore. How much can I or not?
No. Вот этот расчет ради хозяина, то есть... Как он вообще правильно действует?
This calculation for the host. How does the act correctly? There's a desire, and there's a connection with the Creator for his behalf. So how do these two things coexist?
That's called that I'm performing a coupling by striking. That even though I want to enjoy it myself, I restrict myself and calculate what can I do with my desire that wants to enjoy, but I want to invert it for the benefit of the host. That's a problem. How can we organize that correctly?
So how to organize this properly? How can I seemingly not enjoy, but at the same time I'm connected to the Creator?
You are in contact with the Creator because you are enjoying, but enjoying not by receiving that then you're disconnected from the Creator, but that you are bestowing to Him, and then you're connected to Him. And then you must enjoy all the portions he's giving you, otherwise how can you bestow to him? And along with that, you need, except for enjoying the portions, you also need to enjoy that you're bestowing to the host. And all these calculations, you're doing them and performing them. Very simple.
Так, последний вопрос. Так все-таки самый главный здесь расчет в том, мое наслаждение.
Last question. So the most important calculation here is by my pleasure. Is giving the Creator, or is the pleasure itself? Or
you must enjoy the food, and you also must enjoy that you're giving contentment to the Creator. So the pleasure has to be yours, and that you're bestowing to the Creator. That's why, how much can you receive in order to bestow? Very bit. That's why it's called a very thin line, like I drew here. A very thin line. Instead of receiving all the 100% that the Creator wants to give you, you fill yourself with the only very thin line, a very small portion. You can't more because the pleasure that you add to the portion you got some kind of plate.
But
because you received it from the Creator, and by eating you're bestowing to Him, and you feel a great pleasure on as much as you're bestowing, so you can't receive more than that very thin line, than a small teaspoon. But it fills you all the way. Okay. Well, we have a bit more. PT 17.
I see all these dishes on the table, but I never tried to eat them yet. So how can I know how much I'm capable of?
When you perform the restriction and decide that you really want to do it for the sake of the Creator, then you'll start feeling what opportunities you have before you. Before that, they can't show you the portions because then you will just steal them.
Where in this drawing is the mating malchut and the ending malchut in this drawing?
Very simple. The mating malchut is in the pederosh, the ending malchut, the reception of the light in order to bestow the tabul, and the malchut that completely ends, as we say, siyum raglin, that's in the siyum at the end.
Moscow 7.
Yes, Rav, tell us please, in the P, the desire only feels in the thin line or in the igul, the circle, or the desire?
In Pederosh, you feel the desire of the Creator to benefit the created being, as much as the created being is able to feel the desire of the Creator in order to bestow. The created being never gets the upper lights. They never give the created being more than what he can sustain. Never. Because the Creator doesn't have a plan to fail the created being. What for? He wants to bring him to correction. Wow, what we have here now. So quick. Africa 1.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire que à chaque calcul, lorsque la lumière pénètre dans le partsouf à partir de P, est-ce que le niveau de Torah?
Can we say that in every calculation that the light enters the partsouf? Can we say that the height of Torah rises and the height of Sof diminishes?
Yes, you can say it. We'll see it in the drawings. You can see these drawings. You have to go in. You have time, maybe. So go into our archive, and you'll see many drawings. And it'll be clarified from that. Africa.
The light is without form until it enters the Partsuf, after which it starts taking on various forms. So exactly how is this form defined? Is it simply a thought from the creature that encapsulates the light?
The desire of the created being gives it formats the light that comes into it.
So what exactly is this vessel? Or should we view the vessel itself also as Atzmuto?
Because
it's a desire, nothing but that. A desire.
But can we speak of the desire independently of the light? Can we talk of the vessel independently of the light? Or it's only when they're both together that we start creating
definitions.
For the studies, that's what we say. But that we feel the desire. So the desire we feel is also a result of the light, of the bestowing of the light. But we're speaking about it separate and the desire separate as if they're separate. But if there's a desire, it means that the light is already organizing it and formatting it. Info.
Shalom likulam.
Hello, everyone. We just heard in the lesson that the only problem we have is connecting between us to such an extent that we can reveal the Creator in the connection and to connect with Him. That's the problem we're facing. And how can we solve this? By a very simple process called registration. So Yaakov and I are in charge of this process. In the meantime, we only have a link to continue what we talked about yesterday. Between yesterday and the morning lesson and now, more than 700 friends have registered. Of course, many friends registered previously. What we're saying is the potential of our vessel is tremendous, and we're not through. So what is the purpose of our report? We're now addressing everyone who's hearing us and everyone who will hear us later in the recorded lesson. We are the core of the world Kli. It's not enough for us to register. Now we're 5,224 friends are registered. 5,224 are registered, but many are not yet registered, and we want to see them in the Congress. So we're now talking to the core of the worldly. It's not enough for us to register ourselves, our family, our wives, husbands. We're in charge of all the students, all the circles in the campuses, the students, and we all know these people. So I'm addressing you. Yesterday there was a wonderful example. Gilad Shedmon came to me with, we gave him a report of friends who haven't registered. And you know, many friends say, thank you very much for reminding me. You gave me an opportunity. I would just forgot because of her life and everything. So we got a lot of impressions from that. Let's hand out to each other and help each other across this small obstacle called registration. Just as we went through this process, we want to give you an emphasis that we've made a slide here. The registration is something everyone has to go through. There's a route for each one. You go into the registration link. Each one has his own route. I'll start from the easy ones. The people who are not paying monthly and they don't have the money. So choose the last option. It's written. I don't have any money and I'm asking for free registration. That's it. You're done. You're in the Congress. No problem. Anyone can do that. It takes a second. Some of us are students, different circles, MAKU, different campuses in Europe, North America, anywhere. Also, for new students, the second last option. I'm a student. I'm asking to free of registration. No problem. Some don't want to register in our system. They just want to buy a one-time ticket. No problem. Go ahead. Some discover, hey, we're not paying monthly. We thought we are paying. So they're organizing their registration. Some people tell us we are paying, but the system didn't recognize us. No problem. Choose the first option and tell us how you're paying. Any option you choose ends with the registration. So let's take responsibility for the entire clique. Let's all of us take part and let everyone see the contents in our website for the Congress. It's very special. Quotes from Rav as a preparation. There are exercises from our preparation team. There's a board that you can post messages to different friends. There are dozens of video clips that groups have prepared as a preparation. So as Rav said, the only problem we have is to connect between us until we discover the Creator and the connection between us and connect with Him. And if Yaakov has anything to add, Yaakov, would you like to add something?
Before to say what a great opportunity it is to work in the connection between us and let's succeed.
After Yaakov's words, who's in charge of all the technical system, he's working days and nights, so we would like to thank Moshe Admoni. Thank you.
Yeah, so today from 10:30 to 11:30, reporters meeting with Rav Leitman, and have a good day. We'll go to a song.
Bueno para el hombre seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo, dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía, la primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado, y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado. Unos con otros nos vemos conectados. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Con fuerza la paloma busca el nido. A sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido. Así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez, vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez, nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan los aplausos. Yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría.